Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky's Clear Voices podcast. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration recently endorsed the safety of meat and milk derived from cloned animals. Mark Walton is the president of Viagen, a leading cloning company based in Austin, Texas. I spoke to Walton at the 2008 meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Can you tell me a little bit about your company? What does Viagen do?
Yeah, Viagen is an animal cloning, a livestock cloning company. We provide cloning technology services to cattle, horse, and pig breeders.
How is cloning, how is that superior or different from the regular programs that animal breeders are using now?
Animal breeders utilize a variety of assisted reproductive technologies, everything from artificial insemination to embryo transfer. Cloning is the most recent advance in assisted reproductive technologies, and what makes it unique is it's the only assisted reproductive technology that allows an animal breeder to make an exact genetic copy. Cloned animals, if you think about it, are kind of like identical twins, just separated in time from their predecessor.
So what's the use of cloning? Why did that start to come up as an alternative to regular breeding?
It's the only technology that really allows you to take a single animal that has the combination of traits that you're interested in and reproduce that animal multiple times to be able to multiply the impact of the genetics.
So can you tell me a little bit about how that works? How does your company create clones?
Okay, so the cloning technology itself is really pretty simple. It starts with we have to collect a cell sample from the animal that we want to clone, which we call the donor animal, and that's as easy as taking an ear notch, which is very common in cattle, and taking an ear notch, bringing that back into the laboratory, and turning that into a growing culture of cells. And the cell type, which is not really important, is called a fibroblast. It's a fast-growing cell. Then we have to have, we have to make an embryo, and to make an embryo we have to have an egg. And so we collect unfertilized eggs and we remove all of the nuclear DNA, all the chromosomes from that unfertilized egg. Then we take a single cell from that cell culture, put it back into that egg, and then we biochemically convince that egg that it has been fertilized. So it starts into an embryo development process, and in 5 to 7 days, we take that and we do an embryo transfer. We transfer the embryo into a surrogate mom, and then you go through a normal pregnancy and gestation.
And so what's the process of this cloned animal getting down to the level of the consumer? Are they actually eating a cloned animal?
Great question, and no, you're not. The average cost right now, if you were to come to us to clone several copies of an animal, would be in cattle, is over $13,000. These are breeding animals, and so consumers are not going to see cloned food in the grocery store. There will be offspring from clones or grand offspring from clones that actually become the meat and milk producing animals.
So why are consumers so concerned about cloning?
You know, consumers are concerned, have expressed concern, one, because it's a technology, it's a new technology, and they're not fully, they don't understand it. And I think it's very common for anybody, when there's something that we don't understand, there's always a little bit of hesitancy and a little bit of fear. One of the things that we've discovered from the consumer research that we've done over the years is that consumers wanted to know that agencies like the Food and Drug Administration were evaluating the technology, were looking at it from a safety standpoint, and that the fact that they did helped will help consumers get past that lack, that concern.
Do you think there are any ethical issues concerned?
You know, again, that's a great question, and it really depends on what you define as ethics. The Food and Drug Administration, in the risk assessment it conducted, which, by the way, was a 7-year process, the largest food safety study that's ever been done, they also looked at animal health issues, and they found no animal health issues unique to cloning. And so from an animal health standpoint, there is no real reason for a concern. The majority of ethical concerns I've heard really come from people who just don't like the whole idea of animal agriculture and are uncomfortable with animal agriculture.
Can cloning in any way improve the nutrition of the cattle?
No, cloning is a copy, right? So when we clone an animal, we make an exact genetic copy. So if the breeder has made a decision in the breeding process that results in an improved nutritional profile, which might be something like the fatty acid profile, then the cloning will just replicate that. Cloning by itself doesn't change anything at all. It's a copy.
So it still depends on what the animal breeder is doing with their animals, how people are raising livestock.
Absolutely. It depends. Absolutely it does. And there's two elements to that. One is the animal breeder who's making genetic changes, and then the other is the person who's rearing those animals, the animal husbandry person. Because, you know, for example, today, there's evidence that if you feed a high flax diet, you increase the omega-3 profile, or the omega-3 fatty acids in meat. And so the way the animals are bred, or what the animals are selected for, and the way the animals are raised will have a lot of impact.
So what do you think the impact on the market will be when the descendants of cloned animals actually hit the shelves in grocery stores?
You know, it's really hard to stand here today and say that we're going to see huge changes, because we don't think we will. What your listeners should maybe keep in mind is cloning technology is an assisted reproductive technology like artificial insemination, embryo transfer. The decision about what animal gets selected to reproduce will depend on what the breeder is looking for, what those traits are of interest to the breeder, and then cloning will simply replicate those animals and allow that technology to have a greater impact, or the decision to have a greater impact. So at a consumer level, this will help produce products that are more consistent. It will help produce products more quickly that meet particular consumer needs or have particular nutritional profiles if it's available genetically. You can also select animals to be more efficient and therefore have smaller environmental footprints. So, you know, there's a lot of consumer benefit, but they come because the animal breeder made a decision.
So when they are actually being marketed, will there be any kind of sign on the package that it's come from a cloned animal, or will there be any kind of regulation in the industry?
What they have said is that there is no difference between the product of a cloned animal, meat or milk produced by a cloned animal, or the offspring of a cloned animal, and the meat or milk that we are consuming today. So from an FDA standpoint, there is no need for regulation. And I think that's good. You know, everybody would agree that if there's no difference, you don't need to regulate.
Thanks to Mark Walton for joining us. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts at our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Lindsay Patterson for EarthSky's Clear Voices for Science podcast.
We're at earthsky.org.